Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Wednesday, and time for some Wednesday wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I've thought about this. In fact, I was up most of the night thinking about how I wanted to do this. I think of this as a blog post, and actually, the last 4 days, I had been planning on doing all kinds of July freedom themes, you know, freedom to fail, freedom to feel, freedom to accept, you know, something that maybe was hard to accept. So lots of really cool themes. I have a whole list. And I even had a cool challenge that I was going to do on Instagram on freedom declarations. And every day posting something that I was freeing myself to open more to or to release and let go. And yesterday, just it took the wind out of my sails is the best way to say it. Beat me down is another way to say it. Life happened, you know, and as it does. And for me, I'll tell you a little bit of the story, but it's not enough just to tell you the story. It's really much more about finding those places within you that we need to be gentle and care for. So before we get into the story, I invite you to drop in. And it's totally your choice. I mean, nobody can ever make you do anything. But if you choose to take the next 20 or 25 minutes or so and open more deeply to what is within you, open to receive maybe one little tiny nugget of wisdom, open to receive whatever inspiration wants to come through these words, I invite you to do so. So with your feet flat on the floor, your seat comfortably wiggling into your chair, allowing yourself to claim this space right now for you. And we'll just do a couple breaths together to allow ourselves to feel physical and attached to the physical realm, as well as opening ourselves to our more divine and inspirational and creative realm. So in through the nose, and let your belly expand, and out through the mouth. In through the nose, let your shoulders rise all the way up to your ears. And then at the exhale, letting your shoulders fall back onto your back. And this last one, in through your nose. Just hold it. Allow your back to be present with you, that beautiful structure, and then release. Ha. Thank you for this amazing body that carries us around. And even when we're a bundle of just nerve endings or emotions flooding or chaotic ideas all flying around in every direction. Thank you, thank you. So this theme of freedom. Yesterday morning, as I always do every morning, is I go downstairs and clean the cat boxes and give them some food and kind of have a morning greet time with them. And my kid, I have three, right? Well, I had three. And the oldest cat, who I've had since the kids were really little, we think he's 15. His birthday was in July. And he wasn't to be found. I couldn't find him the night before either. And I thought, oh, he's, you know, just found a comfortable place to sleep, and he's older, and maybe he just found a place to relax by himself with away from the other cats. Well, I didn't find him. He didn't come running when I put the food out, but what I did was I heard him, and he was around the corner in the basement in an unfamiliar space to me, on the floor in a strange position and wheezing and rasping and trying desperately to breathe. And this has been a very healthy cat. He's had his few issues here and there, you know, scratches and hematomas on his ear and stuff like that. But this is, I mean, I just have never worried about Buddy. I figured he was this big 25-pound male Siamese, gorgeous, happy, easygoing. Everybody loved him in the neighborhood and all the children. Yet he was unable to move. And I carried him gently, wrapped him kind of in an old towel rug thing, and carried him upstairs in a basket because I could tell that he didn't want even me to handle him. It was painful. And I just started crying, and I couldn't stop. And I texted my daughter, who's local, my other one's in New Zealand, and I knew it was the middle of the night for her, but I tried to capture some video so I could show her, and I just didn't even, my brain, which always knows what to do, didn't have any answers. So, interestingly, when I tried to call Kirsten, she actually answered, and which is unusual for her for in the morning during the summer. And she came over from her dad's, and we just sat there and cried and talked about options and what we wanted to do. And I thought, well, we'll just take them to this vet that's right in our neighborhood. I knew they were really good, and I knew they were expensive, but I thought, well, they're probably just going to want to put them down, and I would like to give him that. So we go there, and they do all of his x-rays, and they're like, we can't see what it is. And we don't have the right equipment to look and see if it's something up in his sinus cavity or if there's an issue, there's a disease that paralyzes the larynx, which would obviously close that air path and he wouldn't be able to get any air in. And we don't have the way, or we don't know how to, we can't diagnose that, but want to refer you to some specialists, and they're way out west, you know, 20 miles away. So we decide that we'll go out there, and they'll either be able to tell us they can help us or not, and that will be the end. And then they gave us a completely different diagnosis out there. And so, meanwhile, neither Kirsten and I have had breakfast, we haven't had showers, and it's getting to be, you know, 11:30, 12, and they're saying, we've got him on oxygen, we think he's responding really well to asthma treatments, so why don't you go to lunch? So Kirsten and I go to lunch. Meanwhile, there's the other piece, is that my other daughter is leaving today now to go to New Zealand with her dad and her stepmom, and they're going to meet up with my other daughter. They're going to travel some in New Zealand and then back over to see some friends in Sydney, Australia, where we had lived as a family. And the last time we all did this, we were all together. And this is a huge blow to me. We had a dream, my ex-husband and I, to retire in New Zealand. And that is no longer a dream. So, interestingly, she needs to get back to get prepared because she hasn't done her laundry, wasn't planning on being gone all day, and Buddy's dying, and that's the cat, and so we're you know, doing our best, just kind of bonding and telling Buddy stories and wishing Miranda was awake in New Zealand so we could talk to her, and had our lunch. And I had just started taking I had my second bite. The phone rings, and it's Bob, my ex-husband. So he says, good news. And I was like, oh, really? I could use some right now. He says, we bought a new chandelier, and the one that was your wedding present that is actually part of your marital property from the divorce, I want to give that to you tomorrow. Is it okay? Do you have time? Can I have the guy that's installing our new one bring it over and install it for you tomorrow? the same day they're all flying to New Zealand, right? And it was the final piece to the divorce. You know, we've been divorced for 8 years, but isn't it funny how each of these pieces of the past all came forward in one short period of time to remind me of what was, remind me of what is no longer. And really, it was so, it just, that's it. I couldn't eat. And I had to leave the restaurant and go sit outside. And my poor daughter didn't know what to do with me. She was crying too. And I thought, this is a nervous breakdown. I think this is a breakdown. So my brain is trying to figure out how to not allow my body to feel the grief. And I thought to myself, this is interesting. You're talking to everyone about July being a freedom month, freedom from this, freedom to release this, freedom from the past, freedom to feel, freedom to be what is really going, be with what is going on, right? Being with is one of the hardest things to do, to just be with something. Not try to fix it, not try to change it, not try to mask it, not try to push it down. And it ended up being a beautiful, deep conversation with my daughter about, you think that you've handled the sadness and the grief, and you try to manage it in the best way. And for me, I tried to do it in the strongest way, so I was modeling for my children what a strong woman looked like. And I didn't let them see the grief of the divorce. Not much. I waited until they were with their dads and then fell apart and went to bed. So this was a not hiding anymore, letting it out, letting it be expressed place. Again, freedom to express. Freedom to accept. Freedom to be with. Freedom to be me. And where does that leave me? I'm still feeling tender. I still feel like I don't want to reach out and talk to people. Yet what am I doing? I'm broadcasting this information, and I couldn't even pick up the phone last night to call people. I finally texted one of my dear friends. She called me immediately. And some other, one of my friends who lives in Australia, she had reached out to schedule some time together. And I had said that it was a bad day and just kind of mentioned a few things about everybody coming to New Zealand and I'm not going to be with them and my cat dying. And she said, oh my, please take care of yourself. And you know what's weird? Is in all this time, I was so busy taking care of everybody else. I haven't been doing a very good job of taking care of me. And you know, that's what I talk about, right? Radical self-care, radical self-nourishment, radical self-honesty and acceptance. So what would it be like to be so free of all of the rules that we think are the right way to do things, that we think are the best way to do things, that we think are the prettiest way to do things, the least messy ways to do things? What if we just opened and allowed what was going on in us to be felt, to be expressed, to just wash over us like a wave at the ocean? And it's not just one wave. There's waves and waves and waves, continuous waves. That's the way the tide works, right? And that's how I believe our emotions work. The tide goes out, and you may not feel much, and then there's a rush that comes to you. And it gets stronger as the tide goes in, right? And the power of this week's new moon has been very much around the areas of emotion, Cancer, and a very emotional, watery sign. So I didn't feel that very much over the weekend. I knew that something was coming, though. And so I distracted myself. I did things that kept me from totally being with what was coming, which may have helped. I probably should have noticed that Buddy was hiding from me and wasn't breathing well, right? I probably should have noticed. And by the way, I did make the choice to put him down yesterday afternoon because they could not, even after waiting hours and hours, he couldn't get out of the oxygen. He was just not breathing on his own. I've never done that, you know? I've heard people say they had to put an animal down, and to be honest, I kind of thought it was petty, you know, this huge grief that they felt. And now that I see, it's not just the love for that animal, it's all the memories of 15 years of their companionship. It's the memories of the children playing with him when he was a kitten. It's the memories of him moving with me to my new house after I moved out and our separation. It's the memories of him welcoming every other cat that we've taken in after him. He's always been the one that was the first one to extend the olive branch and just say, let's be friends. You know, all the memories. He was a cool cat. Everybody that knew him, all our neighbors, all the children, they all loved him. Even non-cat people loved him because he was more of a dog. He was big, and he didn't climb on you. He sat at your feet. He was very gentlemanly. And we will miss him. And I'm grateful. So I'm going to be freedom. My freedom is around declaring gratitude for everything, for all the tears, for my swollen eyes, for my rescheduled appointments that I need to reschedule again, maybe today, because maybe today isn't a big day for me to go back out and do all the things I was going to plan on doing. But I have some deadlines and some writing that needs to be done, and who knows, maybe the writing will come out a little bit different based on this experience, because I'm different. And I'm declaring freedom around that too, to be different, to allow these experiences to shape and mold who I am, my perspective, and the words that come out of my mouth. So my challenge to you this week is around looking at, if you were to say, I declare that I am free from, would it be sugar for just a day? Could it be, I'm free from complaining for the day? We don't have to make an always or never, I'm never going to do that again kind of thing. Those proclamations are actually, to be honest, they're childish because there is no never and always anymore. Things change so much. But we can declare that that's our direction. And just like an airplane that's on its path with their GPS and their guiding them to go directly the closest way to the next airport that they've programmed in, they are off course more than they're on course. they do course corrections every few seconds. And we can do that too. So we may declare that we desire to be free from wheat or dairy or sugar or caffeine or wine, in my case, or who knows. And we can say, I'm going to do that for the next hour. I'm going to do that for the next day, for the next week, or until I go on vacation in August. I'm going to be free to add a yoga class every week. I am going to be free to express myself more deeply to someone I love. I'm going to feel the freedom to pick up a piece of paper and an old lipstick that I've been wanting to throw out and draw with that lipstick until it's all gone and then throw it away. I'm going to be free to find moments of deep gratitude and inspiration. And I am free more and more of the past, of what was in my marriage with my family when we had Buddy and his partner in crime. His actual name was Yang and her name was Yin. And as a baby, when they were kittens, she was all black and he was mostly white with just little black tips on his ears and nose and tail and feet. And interestingly, how brown he got as he got older. He was barely beige or white at all. He was all brown and black and still had his pretty blue eyes. But you know, I'm free to have those memories and let the emotions that are attached to them wash over me. And they won't be such huge waves of emotion. The more that I just observe them, just like the sky, you know, it's always changing. If you were here in St. Louis for the 4th of July weekend, we had every kind of weather, cool weather, hot, humid weather, sunny, cloudy, rain, dripping rain, pouring rain. I mean, it changed so much. I felt sorry for the vendors at the big, you know, fairs and festivals going on around the city for all the fireworks and the outdoor concerts and so forth. Because it was every hour was different, and you couldn't rely on the weather because the weather news would tell us one thing, and it wasn't necessarily true. And it depended on what part of the city you were in too. It was just different everywhere, and I love that. We're lucky to have such diverse, constantly changing weather. It's a great analogy for our emotions, isn't it? So, I have the freedom to be kind to myself, to be gentle, to allow the emotions to work their way through the grief. And on the other side, I know, is a different level of acceptance. And I'm excited about that. So, and I'm grateful to it all, even though it is messy. So many tears, so many tissues. So, have a lovely week. Declare what you are going to be free of. It might be something new every day. It might be something that you want to be conscious and aware of and free yourself from or towards on a weekly basis or for the whole month of July. You pick. I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me in whatever social media platform or email or phone, whatever feels right to you. And let's chat, okay? Take excellent care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.